IVM.
Hello and welcome to the Habit Coach Podcast, the bite-sized podcast filled with quick and easy actionable habits. Remember, great habits create that awesome life. I am Ashton Doctor, your Habit Coach. And today's fun fact of the day has to do with our kitchen cabinet. Do you know what a toe kick is? I know it's not a fancy new football move. A toe kick is that little gap that is left between the floor and the start of a kitchen cabinet door. You will notice that most of these cabinets don't run all the way down to the ground. Instead, they stop about 2 inches from the ground. They have a recess. The purpose of this toe kick or this gap is so that you can stick your toes in while you're working on the kitchen counter. This way you can stand closer to the counter to work, so you don't have to lean over your toes and cause backaches. And your toe kick is just one example of clever little designs that make living at home more comfortable. In fact, over the centuries of living at home, there are so many little innovations and inventions that were made. For example, a staircase has stairs at a particular height, and the height of each step is very important. Too high and it's difficult to walk up and down. Too low and the chances of falling are higher. And we spent centuries trying to make our homes more and more comfortable. And while this is a good thing, it's also a terrible thing for growth. This is because we've gotten so comfortable in our pajamas at home that we never leave. We never go out to explore the world and search for opportunities. Everything happens at home. Over the years of habit coaching, I have heard so many people talking about wanting to get a new job, get a new life partner, or make new friends. And they tell me how frustrated they are for not finding these things. I remember one lady telling me, "Ashton, there are just no good men left in this city. For years, I have been single." And I was curious, so I asked her how often has she gone on dates or gone to a place where she could meet someone. And she told me that she doesn't go out and has been on 2 dates in the past 4 years. She was waiting for Mr. Right to come knocking on her door. That's not how this works. You have to leave the house and put yourself out there. I was talking to a friend who wanted to get a job. He was really frustrated because he was just sitting at home and spending all his savings. He had been unemployed for 6 months now. So I asked him how many companies had he sent a CV to? How many interviews had he gone through? And he said that he had sent a CV to 2 companies and had not heard back from them. 2 companies? In 6 months? It was as if he was expecting a miracle to take place, or a job falling on his lap, or the MD of that company ringing his doorbell and offering him a job. I told him that miracles work only if you put in the work. You have to go out and find a job. Get out of your comfort zone and put in that effort. Only then will it be possible for you to do this. Our homes have become such comfortable places that we never leave. Especially after lockdown, we're all so comfortable doing everything at home. Why bother to go out and eat when you can order in? For many people, loneliness is going to become the next pandemic. And I've been saying this for the last 7 years. With divorce rates increasing and people not finding partners, it is getting very, very hard. However, most people are not making new friends either. This is because they are not going out to meet new people. Most of our cities have so many activities that are perfect for making new friends, but we don't do them. You can go visit art galleries. There are board game nights. There are fairs. There are pop-up events taking place all over the place. You just have to step out of the house and go. These are all opportunities to make new friends, but only if we're willing to leave our homes. Our front door was designed to keep unwanted visitors out. However, this front door is now keeping us in and trapping us from leaving. Our cozy sofa and that Netflix show are way more comfortable than getting dressed, talking to a stranger. However, the real growth and the change in our life will come from leaving the home. We need to be willing to put in the effort and leave that home. So your super simple habit starts by deciding what you want in life. Relationships, friends, work opportunities, all of them. Then leave the home at least 4 times a week Give it your best chance. Put yourself out there. I remember when I was trying to get fitter and I wanted to meet people from the fitness community, I used to be at every fitness event taking place in the city. No matter what it was, Ashdin was there, learning something new and meeting new people. So get out of your house. If you enjoyed this episode, I want you to do two things. Share it with three people. One, and make sure that you're subscribed. We also have a YouTube channel called The Habit Coach Awesome 180. You can check out snippets there. You can also follow IVM Podcasts on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn. And if you want to follow me, I am at Ashdin Doc on Twitter, Instagram, and everywhere else. You can also explore my books, One Habit a Day, The Book of Good Habits for Kids, and Change Your Habits, Change Your Life. Or if you prefer online courses, they're all available on my website. I am Ashdin Doctor, your habit coach.